relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It's Friday. That means it's Second Amendment Friday. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, U.S.-made firearms, superb firearms. I carry a 9mm car. Check out their products at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. So much to talk, so little time. Let's share with you the truth about the Delta variant and the truth about vaccines. Let's start with vaccines. What is a vaccine? What is a vaccine? How does it work? It is based upon natural immunity, meaning how our body develops immunity after we've been infected, our natural T cell creation. A vaccine is nothing more, nothing less than a simulation, a watered-down, weaker version of the virus to simulate the response of our immune system. If you don't believe me, listen to a man who is a medical professional. His name is Senator Rand Paul. Cut 8, play cuts.
All of the studies that have looked at natural immunity show that natural immunity has at least as good of immunity as you get from a vaccine. People have to realize that vaccines are based on what we learned from natural immunity over the last couple of hundred years, how the body responds to a foreign particle, a virus or a bacteria, and then we simulate that with a vaccine. So the vaccine is simulating the natural immunity that I have, but Dr. Fauci discounts it. 35 million people officially have had COVID, but really conservative estimates, even from the CDC, indicate another 70 some odd million have had it. So really, it's over 100 million Americans have had it. Probably 150, 160 million have been inoculated with the vaccine. Together, we have an enormous amount of success with immunity.
That's the truth about all vaccines. And if you've had COVID, if you've recovered, your body is more powerfully in a position to keep you healthy than any vaccine could provide you, because a vaccine is a simulation of your resistance to something you've already beaten. Let's stay on with the good doctor, with the good senator, and let's talk about the Delta. This spooky thing, is it really more deadly? Is it the super bad version of corona? No, let's look at the actual science. Cut 7.
But right now, they're going back to masks, saying it's the Delta variant. Well, there's one large study out of England from Public Health England, 92,000 patients. And do you know how many people died in the vaccinated wing of this under age 50? Zero. Do you know how many people died? There were 52,000 people unvaccinated. Do you know how many people died? Six. That works out to 0.08%, less than the flu. That's under age 50. Over age 50, it was about half as many people died as were dying last year. So the Delta variant is more transmissible but less deadly. But if you say that, Facebook will take you down. They'll chastise you, take away your birthday, and say you're spreading mistruth. But it's absolutely factual. The Delta variant is more transmissible but far less deadly than the virus from last year.
In case you missed it, the Delta variant that is being used as the excuse to shut down America, to mask America, to have mandatory vaccination of federal employees and the military is not worse. It is more transmissible, which means it can hop from one human to another human with greater ease than the original coronavirus from China. But it's less deadly, which means who cares whether it's more transmissible? You can't justify harsher policy constrictions on Americans, logically at least, with something that is less dangerous than the first variant. Unless, of course, it has nothing to do with your health. And could it be more closures? You think I'm being maybe hyperbolic? Let's talk to the deputy press spokesperson for the Biden administration. Let's listen to Karine Jean-Pierre. Cut nine.
If scientists come to you at some point down the line and say, it is our opinion that there should be shutdowns and there should be school closures, you would do that?
Well, we listen to, like I said, we listen to the CDC and the expert and their guidance. The CDC is a body that is very well respected. And we follow their guidance.
You mean the guidance that is based, as Phil Kirpin just told us, upon an Indian study that wasn't published, wasn't peer-reviewed, that refers to what? A type of coronavirus vaccine from AstraZeneca that isn't even in use in America, cannot be prescribed, cannot be given, and isn't even a clinical study. It is a simulation of the use of that vaccine, that's who you're listening to, then it's a fraud. It's a lie. It's not science. Either it is utter, complete cowardice in a culture of maximal risk aversion, or it's something far, far darker, far, far more cynical, something to do with simply power and potentially elections and splitting America again between those who wish to get back to life as normal, to get the heart of America beating again, and those who are afraid that they're going to lose power. Let's go to your calls, waiting very patiently in California. Al, line three, welcome aboard.
Is this Who Dares Wins, Gorka?
I like that. We like the motto of the Special Air Service, the regiment from Hereford. I am not a member. I worked with them when I was in the British military. But I'll take the compliment, Al. That's very, very kind of you.
Well, considering 97% of people that apply don't get in, it's a very elite force. Listen, speaking of the SAS, this is a passing comment before I get to my main comment. I've got a picture from either After the Battle magazine or Britain at War, and it's got a Jeep full of SAS men wearing the tan beret and the Denison smock, and all four of them are carrying the folding stock U.S. World War II M1 carbine. Now, I agree with you. It's probably underpowered, but, if the SAS is carrying it, it must have some efficacy.
I've read practically everything ever written about the SAS. Al, you're going to have to stay on the line after our call, and I want you to stay in touch with Mr. G, send him a photograph or email him a photograph of that image, because I need to see. I've seen the SAS armed with many things, from AK-47s to M16s to M79s. You name it. But M1 carbines, you have me intrigued, sir. You have me intrigued.
If you'll give me a second, I think it's a reenactor, but all of the accoutrements are correct. Let me get on to my main portion here.
Yes.
I think that what's going on at the border now with immigration is pre-planned with logistics, because you don't move somebody from Africa unless there's pre-planning. But here's my main point. I don't understand why the average citizen that has to live with these people is never consulted. It's always somebody from some ivory tower saying, here's the numbers and here's the people. We who have to live with these people are never seem to be consulted. Now, am I wrong with bringing that up?
No, not at all. When are average people consulted about anything that Washington decides? We vote once and then we kind of think, oh, okay, I'll wait for another 4 years.
I've always wondered who thought, by the way, I'm sorry I was on speaker there. I've always wondered who decides these things, the numbers. I've always felt, especially lately, the numbers are far too high. I mean, if nobody else does it, What does that tell you?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Explain that.
Well, we take in something like 1 million legal immigrants a year. No other country on the planet does that.
Right.
And now, if that's the case, other countries have adopted democracy, jeeps, you name it, other Western accoutrements, but nobody's adopted. Japan has it. They're a literate society with a low crime rate. South Korea, you name it. We're the only one that does this. So I say there must be something wrong with it if nobody else has copied it, just as a question.
Yeah, well, look, I think it's very clear that America is the country that people want to emigrate to. So there's going to be a natural attraction more than any. People don't, you know, swim across shark-infested waters or cross deserts to end up in Luxembourg, but they do it to come to America. So that's the number one magnet. On top of that, your question with regards to how many, what's the number? That's policy. And as a certain senator from Illinois once said, elections have consequences. We will not see more than 2 million illegal aliens crossing the southern border this year if it weren't for the fact that last November, a certain individual was selected to be the president of the United States. Great questions, great comments. Stay on the line, Al. I need to see that image because I'm intrigued. I'm Sebastian Gorka. 1 hour down, two to go. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. I know it because I've lived it. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Took Relief Factor 2 weeks later. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free 2.5+ years later. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country, like Alicia from California. This is her story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees were not getting a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. What a story. It should be your story. It could be your story. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Except the pain. Do it now. You know it makes sense. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Welcome back, dear friends. Welcome back. Did you have a good night's sleep last night? I want all of you. I want all 3 million plus of you to get a good night's sleep. Is that a hard thing? Is that an unrealistic thing to demand? Well, I'm going to do it anyway. Why? Because I've got a way for it to happen. Please, please, if you don't get a good night's sleep, you've got to do one thing for me. Check out Mike Lindell's MyPillow. I use it. It keeps my head supported through the night, cuddles my cranium. There's a reason he sold 51 million of them. There's a reason President Trump loves them. My whole team loves them. All the guests we've given them to. Find out for yourself. Use my name. Get up to 66% off his incredible products. More than 100 amazing products at MyPillow.com. Don't hesitate. You won't regret it. Guaranteed for 10 years. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today, MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. We are back with a good friend of the show. It's been far too long since he's been with us. He's the Dean of the Business School at Liberty University, former congressman from Virginia, Dave Bratt. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, great to be on with you, Deb.
Are you in a train? Was that a train whistle I heard?
No, it's an elevator.
An elevator. He is on the man on the move. Maybe it's an episode from The Fugitive. I don't know. Hopefully not. You said something in the break that intrigued me. You said you want to talk about the lack of a real economy. And it kind of resonates with something I've been feeling. I'm not an economist. You meld politics, philosophy, faith, and economics in a way that is truly unique. And that's why I love having you on the show. But let me, as an utter layman when it comes to business and economics, give you my 10-cent analysis. America's still the greatest nation on God's earth. It's still the greatest economy, greatest military, freest nation on God's earth. But we don't make enough stuff. And I maybe I'm old school. Maybe, you know, I'm born in 1970. Maybe that's the reason. I've had enough with, you know, big tech, Palo Alto, white collar. Shouldn't, to be a healthy economy, it's like having your, you know, your IRA portfolio be more diversified. Don't we need to make real stuff more than we do, Dave Bratt?
Yeah, well, that's right. And so the question is, why don't we?
Yes.
And part of the answer to that is because we don't give our kids any financial education. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you
explain,
about.
Explain
that.
Explain that.
Accident. Yeah. The Marxist playbook, right? I mean, the last thing they want you to understand is that the Marxist economic paradigm has totally failed, right? The ideology hasn't. The ideology's taken over the world right now. They own Russia, China, and they're on our way to taking over our higher education and federal government in totality. And so when I say we have an artificial economy, that's what I mean. I mean, the 1% is growing like crazy, but the middle class and small business is getting blown up. And we're not educating our kids in high school about any of this so that they can understand how do they fit into the world and then how do they take political action so that we set up a structure that builds more stuff like you just said, right? I looked at the economic report today. GDP didn't hit expectations. It was 6.5 instead of 8.5. But the one thing that was very noticeable was capital investment was down. The only thing that causes us to build real stuff, right? And we had an Africa summit, and I want to help Africa do better. We're trying to bring capital investment to Africa. That's what runs the economic machine. If you don't have capital equipment and machinery, you can't pay for all the goods that the left wants. And so the left is just in a total power grab right now. They're seizing power. They took over the healthcare sector along with everything else up in D.C. in the swamp. And so we need to get our kids learning economics and finance again so that they can shape their own future and take charge of the country again.
But beyond what we teach in the schools and the theory of it and what has been, you know, demonstrated over more than a century that Keynes was a lunatic and Keynesian economics never works, big government always leads to smaller citizens and to captive economies, what I'm talking about is something far more prosaic, far more pedestrian. Why is it just because China subsidizes their factories, or is there a deeper political agenda in the fact that we don't make stuff like we used to? If you look at the production figures for hard goods, not just during World War II, but in the 50s, it's as if we are a shadow, a hollowed out husk of what we were in terms of physical plant and production in America.
Yeah, no, you know, I mean, you were with President Trump, and that's what he's upset about, right?
Yes.
I'm from the Midwest. You know, Detroit, I was born in Detroit, and we've outsourced anything that required cheaper labor. And right now, our border is wide open. We're importing COVID of every variation. And all of this, of course, ties into lower wage rates for Americans and not the high-skill wage rates working with capital. Capital is what increases wage rates. And our guys, our elites, are just chasing capital and investing in China right now. And that's going to come to an end pretty quick, right? Globalism is – we'll see what Biden does with this Olympics coming up in China. And that could be the death knell. And so the good news is, you know, hopefully some of those supply chains to China break down. We start looking probably more at Mexico and South America and some of our friends over here, and then maybe African opportunities. And we get back to capital investment. And that's, you know, entrepreneurship center at Liberty, et cetera, and everything we do. the first thing you do is you write up a business plan, and then you got to go find capital. You got to find someone to invest in your firm, and so that's the next step.
And as conservatives who don't believe in big government, what is the role of government when China suppresses prices at their end? How do you encourage? Is it? I mean, we don't believe in subsidies, so how do you make American companies want to make stuff in America with American employees?
Yeah, well, that's where the ethical component comes from, right? I mean, the fact that we ended up the richest country is not an accident. It comes out of our Judeo-Christian heritage,
yes.
Right? Greek reason and the Judeo-Christian religious tradition came up with this thing called the Golden Rule. And that gave us the rule of law, the Ten Commandments, et cetera. And so what should we do with China, and what's the role of the federal government? It should be reciprocity, right? Why in the world should we let Chinese firms on our stock exchanges when they won't let us in there? Why should we allow them free speech when they don't allow us free speech? Why should we allow them here, on all sorts of grounds, when they won't grant us equal access to China? So that's what the role of the federal government is. It should be equal treatment of individuals under the law, period.
And then when outside of the international context, what do we do here to engender those plants to be created?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm on the Republican side, and so it's unfortunate that even our leadership of the Republican Party is finally just coming along, since President Trump led the charge. But we need to take back the Chinese supply chains. We need to call out the abuse of Uyghur labor in China.
Yes.
And put an end to these things from the Republican side, and then call out the Democrats. It's interesting. Biden is actually maintaining a fairly tough stand on China.
All right, we will hold that thought. We will continue momentarily. We're talking to the Dean of the Business School at Liberty University, former Congressman from Virginia, Dave Brat. This is America First.
Sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Carl Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carl Firearms. I carry a 9mm car. Check out their amazing US-made line of weapons at kahr.com. You won't regret it. That's kahr.com. We are back with Liberty University's School of Business Dean Dave Brat. We're talking about the challenge to getting America back on its feet, fighting the Marxists. Dave, this may sound a little strange coming from somebody whose parents escaped an actual communist dictatorship, but you've been on Capitol Hill. You understand economics. Is the right word for what we are facing? Is it Marxism? Is it socialism? Is it deluded, useful idiots? Or is it just a concatenation of all of those?
Well, it is a concatenation, but the Marxist ideology is driving the vacuum.
Right.
Right. And so the Marxist playbook, Marx was a materialist. And, the fact that no one knows any of this is scary, right? Dialectical materialism. He objected to Hegel, who was an idealist.
Well, and a believer. Hegel was a believer.
Yes, yes. And the idea, the chief idea that motivated Western civ is God, right? There is a God. That is your first.
Right, and the fact that Hegel's use of the dialectic would end you up eventually at the end of the road knowing ultimate truth, which is God. I mean, this is the irony of what Marx did. It's an utter and complete perversion of what came before.
Right. He flips it upside down. And the irony is the American people can't figure this out. Right. So the dead giveaway to Marx, right, is when they want to tear down the statues.
Yes.
They don't have anyone to put up in its place. So they rip down the Bible. What book do they have? They rip down the philosophy. What philosophy do they have? They rip down the Constitution and the police. What Constitution do they have? They rip down the free market economic system. Name your economist. right? So it's a total intellectual fraud.
Dave, they do have one statue. They do have one statue.
Yeah.
They put up a statue to George Floyd.
Yeah, well, I knew something was coming, right?
Right.
I know.
It's just, seven-time convicted felon.
Yeah, right. And so that's what we're debating. And you can't get a debate with them. They're smarter than we are. The Judeo-Christian tradition has one weakness that is our strength, and it's love, right?
Yes.
We actually do follow God, and we cannot act like barbarians, like the left does. We don't riot in the streets when we don't get our way. And so they're winning in the short run, but the American suburbs are finally, I think, waking up to some of this. And it's
so
about time.
What's making them wake up? I have this theory that it's the apolitical suburban mothers finally being shocked to their core by the extremism of the transgender agenda. What are you seeing? You're right there on the cutting edge. You're teaching. What is the trigger? What is the catalyst for the wake up?
Well, I hate to say it because it's just an indictment of human nature, but they're finally getting hit personally in some way. We got a good friend that just converted to being conservative this week because their kid came down with some ailment right after he got the vaccination. And I'm not taking a side on that thing, but she wasn't informed of any of this stuff because the mainstream media won't tell you. And when it comes to kids, there's a way different argument rationally in your head about vaccinations than if you're 80 years old, right? There's two different risk scenarios.
But hang on.
No one knows any of it.
So that turned that person into a conservative, the lack of information?
Yes. They're ticked. She's ticked off. Her kid now, and they went to the doctor and they said, well, what can we do about this? I forget, there's some technical name with the heart behavior. And the doctor said, we don't know because it's experimental. And she's like, what? Right? And so people have to learn the hard way, and then they got to lose their small business. They got to have their street torn down. They got to have Monument Avenue torn down in Richmond. They got to have the whole food district ripped down. And it's like, hey, maybe it wasn't so bad with old Dave Brat back in the office in the first place.
See?
Right? I mean, it's just crazy.
He's going to run. Dave's going to run. Can we say you announced it here first,
nothing.
Dave?
There's plenty of good people. You run.
Are you serious? I just signed a 4-year contract. Although, governor of Virginia, I'm interested in that. Would you support me if I ran for governor of Virginia?
Yes. Yeah, we need a conservative in there.
All right, let's chat about that. Yeah. Let's get you back in studio for an hour. That was far too short. He's Dave Brat, Liberty University, Dean of the Business School, and an all-around good egg. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday, and we are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness patriots cannot afford. For that reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being gun enthusiasts. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Check out their line of U.S.-made weapons at KAHR.com. I carry a 9mm Carr. You won't be disappointed. KAHR.com. Our special Second Amendment guest this Friday is a man who makes perhaps the sexiest gun in America today. It's called the Honey Badger, and he is Kevin Brittingham from Q Firearms. Kevin, welcome to America First.
Hey, thanks for having me again. How are you doing?
Good. What's it like? Let me just start. I don't think I asked you this the last time around. What's it like to make the sexiest gun that everybody wants?
Man, it feels good. I mean, it feels good. It feels good to support our industry. It feels good to be within our industry, the cutting edge of innovation. It feels good to support the Second Amendment.
So this weapon, the honey badger, of which I have only one, sadly, but, you know, it's a start. I will expand my collection at some point. It was, and tell me, I'm just going to tell you what I know about it. It's an incredible weapon. It was designed, or the first version was designed as a silenced platform with a more effective round than the 9mm to replace the venerable MP5SD, the integrally silenced submachine gun used by our special operators. Is that a good summary? Have I missed something out?
No, it's an excellent summary of what it was. It was designed, even that was an aging weapon within the U.S. arsenal, and it was designed to replace that to give something with better terminal performance and a lighter, smaller package.
And now you've developed this for civilian use. It's available as a short-barreled rifle. It's available integrally suppressed. It's available as a braced pistol. Tell us a little bit about the other weapons that you and your colleagues at Q have developed since then.
Yeah, we've developed a lot of stuff over the years, including we brought the 300 Blackout cartridge to the commercial and military markets. We developed the Honey Badger. One of the latest things that we've developed is the Fix rifle, which is a bolt-action rifle that's a utility rifle that's great for hunting or target shooting, competitive shooting, and just a very useful weapon. We're developing new cartridges now, optics, lots of new things to support the industry and the American shooter.
And the Fix is a very small envelope weapon, correct? Folding stock, very compact.
It is, yes. We're using a lot of modern manufacturing techniques and a lot of material choices that were not available, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago when a lot of the mainstream weapons were designed and produced. And so we're able to offer smaller, lighter, you know, more compact packages, better ergonomics to the market to kind of take small arms to the next generation, so to speak.
Guys, if you haven't tried out a Honey Badger from the guys at liveqordie.com, you've got to. Last time I took it to the range, I mixed up my supersonic with my subsonic, and this thing just eats them all. It is incredible. The website is liveqordie.com, liveqordie.com. Let's talk about you and your brave assault on the fascistic bureaucrats in here in Washington, D.C. Here's a little cut from the man who they want to be the head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, David Chipman. Cut one. Play cut.
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the president. The AR-15 is a gun I was issued on ATF's SWAT team, and it's a particularly lethal weapon. And regulating it as other particularly lethal weapons, I have advocated for.
He wants to ban the weapon you sell to American civilians as part of the Second Amendment that provides you and your colleagues your livelihood. You and SB Tactical have been very prominent fighting to keep the braced pistols legal in America. What's the latest on that, Kevin? Have we won that fight? Is there still things that need to be done?
Well, I think supporting groups like Firearms Policy Coalition that are actually taking it to the ATF and municipalities and the politicians that are trying to infringe the Second Amendment rights is an important thing. I think the fight is not over for that. It's not over even currently. As you know, they went after us last year.
Yes.
And we fought them and we got them to back off, and now they're going after the entire industry. And America needs to wake up. I mean, these political hot topics that these people use, you know, like this Chipman, to go after our guns and our rights, it needs to be addressed. Americans need to stand up. You know, they spew fallacies and ignorance, and they prey on people's ignorance of small arms or the Constitution. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it's an argument for limiting his First Amendment rights.
You've been around this industry. You've been around guns a long time. We're talking to the man who brings us the Honey Badger, the Fix rifle. Check them out, liveqordie.com. That's liveqordie.com. Every cycle, we see these calls. We see people saying, this is it, this is the end. However, this time, it really is more serious than it has been before, no?
I think it is getting more serious. I mean, I think, you know, the politicians on the left, too, were seeing weakness within the NRA And I'm very thankful for other organizations, like I said, FPC,
yes.
Stand Up, and to see a younger generation of people within this nation start fighting, people wanting to infringe on our Second Amendment rights. And that's an exciting thing. So I think the ATF and the liberals have a fight on their hands, but we can't let up.
No.
We've got to keep applying the pressure.
Get engaged, join one of those organizations, keep the pressure on, because it is the only amendment to our Constitution that keeps all of our civil rights possible. The Second Amendment is number one, and it makes all the others possible. Check out these guys, liveqordie.com. The weapons are the Honey Badger, the Sugar Weasel, the Fix, and the Mini Fix 300 Blackout. Thank you, Mr. Brittingham. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, whatever it is, back, shoulder, knee, and you have not found relief anywhere else, please check out this amazing product from Pete and Seth Talbot. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting their lives back every single day, your host included. But people like Deborah from Massachusetts, her story: I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. What an incredible story. It should be your story. It could be your story. There's only one way to find out, and it's so easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Deborah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Find out today. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. You've waited long enough. Do it now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
I'm in a bad place. I'm on Kevin's website. So many guns, so little time. That's my motto. Jeff, what have we got to play before Jim Hansen rolls into studio? What is the cut we have to squeeze in before our special forces buddy takes over the airwaves?
Short six.
Six? Oh, really? Don Lemon? Okay, this is, for a black man, he shouldn't really be pro-segregation, but I think he is. Don Lemon of CNN, cut six.
You got to start telling people, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this gym. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this, get onto this airplane.
What is it with Cuomo's face? If Cuomo looks like he's got a rod up his bottom, and it looks like he's just facially, I don't know, he's a wax doll or something. What you watch these guys now and again, don't you, Jeff?
Yeah, that's the crossover they do for like 20 minutes every night.
And you love it, don't you?
Yes, it's the best part.
Does Fredo just always like stare like that into the camera?
A lot of times, yeah, because a lot of times, even for Fredo, Don Lemon says things that he thinks are stupid, but he won't say anything and he just gets that look.
I do not believe it. Are you telling me that Don Lemon is more of a cretin than Fredo Cuomo?
At least Fredo thinks it. You can tell, because I watch this. You can tell when Cuomo, he just kind of gets out of the conversation, he doesn't say anything, that it's even too crazy for him what Don Lemon's saying.
Wow. That's saying something. When you are too much of a moron even for the man who is the dumbest person in media until that point. I'm so glad I have a man who watches these things for me and just brings us the best clips, because truly, I couldn't watch it. My blood pressure couldn't take it. It's just not worth it. But he is invincible. He is Mr. G, and he can take it, and he brings us the best cuts every single day. Kevin is right. If you believe in this nation, it's not just about being involved in politics, being informed, listening to this radio station, checking out your other information sources, not just social media. I hope it's not just social media, but good podcasts, great writers. Let's all of us, no matter what our personal proclivities, get engaged on the issue of the Second Amendment. It's like the virtues, if I may make a theological analogy. Courage, which we have seen is so rare after the last year and a half, is the virtue that makes all the other virtues possible, just like the Second Amendment is the civil right that makes all the other amendments possible. So get engaged, join the Firearms Policy Coalition, and fight for your rights. This is America First.